A woman accusing Arthur Allen Thomas of indecently touching her on multiple occasions says his false imprisonment felt like the appropriate punishment for what he did to her. Mr. Thomas, famously pardoned over the unsolved crew murders, is now on trial for historical sexual assault. John Bond reports from the Manukau District Court.
Today, the second of two complainants gave evidence in a closed court, watching a recorded video of her police interview and then answering questions from lawyers. The woman has name suppression. She said some years ago, Arthur Allen Thomas indecently touched her and made her touch him. She didn't tell anyone for years and coped with the trauma by binge drinking. Mr. Thomas's 9 years of wrongful imprisonment in the 1970s were enough for her. Her comments in court have been voiced.
The 9 years, I thought that was punishment for doing that to me.
Later, the woman and her husband sought a meeting with Mr. Thomas's lawyer, hoping to receive a full apology.
They tried to make us out to be extortionists. We never mentioned money. We had no reason to go there other than to solve it. Money didn't come into it.
The woman said no apology came, and then for her, the final straw, a petition asking police to apologise to Mr. Thomas over the crew murders, while she had never had an apology herself.
The reason I'm here today is because it's reared its ugly head again.
Another woman has also accused Mr. Thomas of raping and indecently assaulting her. Both complainants said other people witnessed the incidents. Mr. Thomas strongly denies the allegations, and his lawyer, Marie Dyberg QC, said the incidents never happened, and the women have an interest in getting money out of him.